This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, folks, ready to head into the weekend with the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Super Don, how are you, my friend? You dancing a jig? What are you doing?
I'm signing a declaration of emergency that we must take a day off.
Well, I'd say it would apply to me and not you, though, the way you go. You're
That's like, true. Yeah. I can't.
Do as I say, not as I do, Super Don. You know, you just kind of keep on going. But, yeah, interestingly enough, as we crank up the show today, going into the weekend, we've learned that Trump signed the budget bill again, spending like drunken sailors once again, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency declaration, I haven't seen the text of it that's within it. You know, we had a good discussion with Jonathan Emord yesterday, and I know he was parsing the constitutionality of the defense of the nation, the borders. I mean, there's constitutionality there, but it is risky, I believe. I think there is consideration and concern for when the next kooky Democrat comes into office at the presidential level. And, you know, it's a national emergency. We're going to ban guns. It's a national emergency. We're going to build a wall around anti-vaxxers, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. I mean, it is. This is the way that, the game is played up on the Hill. But at the same time, there are still checks and balances. Even in a situation like this, he can declare emergency, and they anticipated this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And so now it's going to end up in the courts. And so it's not an immediate thing. And if it's something that can be proven to be unconstitutional, which, by the way, I saw the comments today.
Yes.
From Nancy Pelosi about this declaration of emergency and how she was talking about how this is a slap in the face of the Constitution that was enshrined by our founders.
Right. Suddenly.
And I'm reading this and I threw up my mouth a little bit because it's like, since when do you care about constitutionality? Any of these guys?
No, Schumer included.
Right? They want to wrap themselves in the Constitution when they like something that somebody else isn't doing, but have no problem with stepping all over the Constitution when it's makes sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
So again, spare me with the Constitution. Oh my goodness, Ben Franklin and George Washington are rolling in their grave speech. Because it's not like any of them really care.
No, I agree with that. I think that also if we look back in recent history, there was a time where Trump was president and there were Republicans in control of both the House and the Senate. And what? You couldn't overturn Obamacare directly? What? You couldn't find funding for a border wall? What?
We go to war without a declaration of war? I mean, come on.
So it's
man.
Across the board, folks. This is not pro or anti-Trump. This is pro-Constitution here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll see how it shakes out. We'll see how it shakes out. I agree. We have to defend borders. Without a border, there is no country. Under the law of nations, you're not a legitimate country. And maybe that's what the New World Order eaters want. But in fact, they do, the globalists. But we don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So anyway, I want to thank all our new listeners for joining us today. I know, you know, those of you looking on the video going, hey, how come nothing's moving? It's because we try to pre-record our Friday show so I can get a half a day jump on the weekend that I have one day off, and Super Don gets no days off, so maybe he gets maybe half a day. So that's the reason. Yet the show information is great. The content's wonderful, in my opinion. And the guests. We got Brian Hooker, PhD, scheduled this hour. And not a doc, Chris Barr is back. We've got a lot of good questions of the day we're going to get to as well today. And I want to thank Jill Wheeler, especially from yesterday's broadcast. What a nice lady. Very intelligent, well-spoken, and, you know, very forthright and upfront about, you know, the family issues that brought about her 18-year-old son, Ethan, to make the decisions he's making. And I haven't heard from Ethan. I don't know if I will, but... as I said, I would be respectful if he wants to come on the show. Not if he doesn't, no worries. But I thought it was a great show. Other than my wife telling me, she didn't actually say shut up. She says let Jill speak. And there was another woman that commented on the thing. Yes, I agree with your wife.
I'm like, yeah, isn't that great,
dude? It's my show. Do I get to say anything? Yes, just say a little bit quicker and not as often. I know.
Yes.
So, anyway, appreciate all the feedback. So any thoughts or follow up or feedback from you on that?
I mean, we're gonna keep an eye on what's going on with that, and you know, listen, that's just one story out of many that we're following right now on this craziness that's going on in the media over vaccines and anti-vaxxers and vaccination and stuff, which actually leads into a story that I saw this morning, or actually last night. In fact, I think you may have sent this to me about how there's this representative for out of Massachusetts, Adam Schiff. I'm not familiar with the guy. You seem to be a little more familiar with him, but apparently he's taking Mark Zuckerberg to task over the fact that there are people that are, quote, anti-vaccine on Facebook. And this Adam Schiff guy is encouraging Zuckerberg to try and kick them all out of Facebook.
Well, that's right, because it's the American way, censorship, calls for censorship. If you don't agree with something that's being said, then you immediately want to shout them down or prohibit them from communicating what they would like to communicate. Now, of course, the latest example of this is the attacks on people who are what they call vaccine hesitants. And, of course, you know, Schiff is using the World Health Organization proclamation of the top 10 threats to global health. Folks, there's no such thing as global health. There's no such thing as public health. It's your health, it's my health, or it's nobody's. And until you get that through your collectivist skull, Schiff and others, you are going to completely destroy the foundation of what makes America unique and great. And of course, it's not exclusive to Schiff. I mean, I could rail on him all day and not run out of things to say. And they say, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. So, this is a radio show, so I can't do that. So I'll move on and recognize the prohibitions on freedom of speech we talked with Jonathan Emort about already, that's been going on since FDR and the New Deal. You know, much less the Green New Deal garbage. It is about taking all three branches of government, putting them under one, and then basically an emperor, a king, a queen, or in this case the FDA, the FTC, says you cannot speak. You cannot say those things. We cannot have that. And, of course, Schiff is playing a long line of free speech suppressors in America. He's not the first. He probably won't be the last, but he's just the latest and probably the scummiest example recently. This guy has been going after Trump. And you just look at him and you like, what, you know, what I see, his face says to me, his face says, I sold my soul to the devil, and so what? What are you going to do about it? I mean, this is a guy who doesn't care, because he knows. I know people who have communicated with Schiff and let him know about the danger of vaccinations, the lack of science and safety, etc., yet he is sitting there on his perch from Massachusetts and in the nation's capital in the House, saying that we've got to suppress freedom of speech, and Facebook, you need to stop it, even in those private groups among those people who are communicating freely and openly, among those that have chosen to be there. We have to stop that from happening as well. What does that tell you about Schiff's love for American ideals?
Well, okay, here's my opinion. Adam Schiff is not the first one to suggest something like this, obviously. So the question is, if he goes to Mark Zuckerberg, which he has, and he says, Mark, you know, listen, you guys need to do something about these anti-vaxxers and stuff like that. Is it something we need to be concerned about? Now, there are a lot of people that are concerned about it. I know you've expressed some concern about it. I've gotten actually some messages since this story came out from a few listeners who have said, hey, you know, what do you think about this? Check this out. Well, let me just tell you, the response that Facebook gave to Adam Schiff is very similar to what it is that they're doing at YouTube, and that is that they're going to be reducing and removing the, let's say, the promotion of these posts and these groups to the general search results that are on Facebook, same thing like they did on YouTube. And so basically, here's what I think is going to happen here. Unless something really, really big happens or changes in this, you've got Facebook that makes money off of people that are on Facebook. And I think that Mark Zuckerberg and the people that are making the decisions over there are looking at the situation and going, you know what? If we got rid of everybody that's on Facebook that has expressed any type of anti-vaccine opinion, we're going to lose a ton of money, okay? And so I don't think they're going to go that far. I think they might make it harder for people if they go in and they search to find, vaccine groups, that are not favorable to vaccines. But I don't think they're going to get rid of us. And so I'm not too concerned about it at this point.
Well, of course, they've deplatformed many who had hundreds of thousands of followers on these platforms.
That's true, but that was because they were able to pinpoint something that those people were doing that did actually violate the terms of service in some way, right? But for just somebody who, just talking about vaccines or, we don't like them or whatever like that, I think you're okay. But for now, and I'm not burying my head in the sand on this, but I think for the time being, we're going to be all right. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't start looking at other alternatives, because chances are, if things keep going the direction they are, and
increasingly draconian,
absolutely,
the prohibition.
By the way, who's going to come up with the alternative? Somebody needs to do that.
Our friend Cheryl Chumley over at Washington Times wrote a piece on this. Hopefully, you have that linked up in the show notes there, Super D. Facebook censorship of anti-vaccine movement will backfire. And, as far as I know, Cheryl's a great lady. She's not pro or anti-vax necessarily. I mean, it's not on her radar necessarily to discuss. But she says if Facebook truly thinks safe vaccination and anti-vaccination movement is all about conspiracy and tinfoil hats, then shutting social media doors on these thoughts and ideas may very well fuel the very talk about those things, right? Conspiracies to suppress and censor, right? Facebook censors may emerge as the anti-vaccination movement's biggest friend. How interesting. That's Cheryl Chumley right on. Exactly. I said, keep trying to censor this information and find out how many more people are going to be intrigued to learn more about it. Just like Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe, the movie would have kind of disappeared before it had any impact at all had they not censored it from the Tribeca Film Festival all those years ago. Speaking of that, we have Brian Hooker, who's also featured in that film. We'll be talking to him about his presentation in Washington State as they're trying to remove vaccine exemptions there and many other states. Plus, not a doc in hour two. Stick with us. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's my good pal, Brian Hooker, PhD. You might have seen him in the movie Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe and his many appearances here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brian recently presented on behalf of parents and concerned folks in Washington State against their attempts to remove exemptions to vaccination, like philosophical or religious, much like has happened in California. And he is has a vaccine-injured son and very passionate about it, but very knowledgeable as a PhD and has written and published peer-reviewed articles on the subject. Brian Hooker, my friend, welcome back.
Thank you, Robert. It is so good to be back on your show. Thank you for having me.
So were you mobbed by the Washingtonian parents just in gratitude of your appearance and presentation there? Albeit it was short, 3 minutes, but we'll talk about that and as well as your written submission. But how was the atmosphere up there?
Oh, my goodness. The Washington parents were absolutely amazing. When we actually went to testify, it was Tony Burke, Bobby Kennedy, and myself. We had to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning to testify at 8 o'clock in the morning. And there was a line that stretched around like a building several times. And there were 2,000 parents who were supporting us in that particular fight. And they're just so nice and so gracious, and they were coming out. A lot of them have affected children that have been vaccine injured. And so they were making some deep, deep sacrifices, and it just, you know, the appreciation just poured in. And that's just, you know, it's amazing. It is like fuel for our souls, and it keeps us going. And they, you know, everybody there was just so gracious. It was so cold, and, you know, they had a big snowstorm later on that day. So people were coming out, and they knew that they were going to be driving through the elements, but yet they were still there, and there were just so many of them.
Well, we're dealing with, you know, issues out here in the real world, so to speak, with censorship. Here you have an opportunity to communicate very directly to state legislators in Washington, but we've seen the failure of parents in California, not for lack of will or trying, to stop the removal of exemptions to vaccination, in particular, I think, the MMR they're focused on here, which was the subject of course, Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe and the whistleblower that you connected with, William Thompson. So what do you sense is different or the same about these efforts in Washington that you've been through already in California?
It was very similar to the experience where the bill that removed all, you know, personal belief exemptions in California was SB 277. It was a very, very similar atmosphere. The legislators that were, we actually testified to the health committee. And the legislators, this was in the Washington State House, not the Senate. And there was Representative Harris that in Clark County, where there was a small cluster of measles, and I want to emphasize a small cluster. It was about 50 cases of measles that is now basically resolving itself and going away. And the representative there, Representative Harris, who's a Republican, wanted to remove all exemptions from the MMR vaccine in response to public health authorities and the Washington Department of Health and AstroTurf groups like NACHO, the National Association of City and County Health Officials, as well as the American Academy of Pediatrics, who really want to take their aim is to take away all exemptions from vaccination in every state for every vaccine. And not only did they talk about the MMR vaccine, but they talked about amending that particular bill to take away exemptions for all the vaccines that were required for Washington State school attendance. So it was very, very similar to SB 277 in California. Mm-hmm. And we were, before us, there were Washington State health officials who testified for the bill, and their testimony was laughable, and it was not factual. It was, well, there were...
I want to go through some of that with you. We're almost up on a break. This goes so quick, but we've got time to get through this. And I want to point out the Hegelian dialectic element of this. So we've pointed out that 87% of all the bills across the country to remove exemptions are sponsored by Democrats. In this one case, as you said, you had a main proponent being a Republican. So it's not mutually exclusive. Anybody can be bought is the point. And we need to talk about the conflicts of interest, pharmaceutical or otherwise, that are behind this as well. And Brian Hooker, again, he presented along with Tony Bark and RFK Jr. in Washington State. We're going to learn more about what he communicated and what others had learned, and perhaps what is the trend here as we see these attempts happening in every state in the union right now. How can we put a stop to it before it's too late? Brian Hooker, my guest here this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Y'all stick around. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There were multiple injuries, including police officers that were responding to a shooting at an Aurora, Illinois manufacturing plant. A city spokesman says the officers are in stable condition. The suspected shooter died at the scene. John Probst works at the plant and tells ABC 7 out of Chicago what he witnessed.
He walked by me, next thing you know, from one of the other guys on the back and said that he saw open fire.
President Donald Trump on Friday declared a state of emergency on the southern border and directed $8 billion to construct or repair much of the 234 miles of the border barrier. The president says the situation on the border is dire.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
There's measles madness, I say. And, of course, the people are freaking out over a childhood infection that was designed by God, I believe, to train our children's immune systems and develop them and strengthen them. And that discussion is not being had. It's an all-or-none principle that if you're not for the vaccines, you're for sick and dying children. Well, the vast majority of people throughout history that got the measles did not die of it. And in those cases where there were deaths, we can see mitigating circumstances, vitamin nutrient deficiencies, or other circumstances of immunodeficiency based on diet and terrain, environment. pollution, etc. But that, again, not part of the discussion. It's all about we're afraid of measles, despite the Brady Bunch in the 1970s laughing at it. So Brian Hooker, my guest, my friend, is here to explain how to get through the measles madness.
Wow. that is quite a daunting task. I do, you know, there was much hyperbole on the pro side for mandates regarding the measles. They erroneously said that there were in 1,000 measles cases that there were 2 deaths. It's much less than that. And in fact, if you look at the Washington state statistics, it was, you know, prior to the introduction of the measles vaccine in 1963, there was 1 death per 10,000 measles cases. So it's very, very rare. They trotted out encephalitis and encephalopathy, not saying that that's also a side effect of the MMR vaccine, you know, and that has been documented. That's actually compensated in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And one of the things that was very laughable that the health departments were saying was, it's difficult to track measles cases. It's taking away, and we have to go out and do our job, and it's taking away from the influenza epidemic that we're facing right now. And so they were whining that basically they had to go and do their job and track these measles cases, and how inconvenient it was. And, you know, I'm sitting there and I've got a vaccine injured child, and I'm thinking, you know what, if you want to come to the Hall of Inconvenience, why don't you come to my house?
Uh-huh.
It was just so stark. And the information, you know, there, the chair of the health committee, Eileen Cody, who's a Democrat and a registered nurse, on one of her Facebook pages said that vaccine injuries happened once in every 4 million vaccines. I'm sorry, that is absolutely incorrect. The rate of vaccine injury, even by Harvard Pilgrim, a healthcare association that was working with CDC, the rate of vaccine injury is 2.4%, meaning that for every 100 vaccines, there is an adverse event in, 2.6. There are at least 2 adverse events for every 100 vaccines given.
Okay, Brian,
so you see, it's very stark.
I've reported on this show from others that have collated this information that over the past, for instance, 15 years, there have been more deaths from or following the MMR vaccine than there have been from measles itself here in the United States.
That is correct. There has been 1 death in the past 10 years, and that's a very, very murky case. There seems to be some complications, and this individual had multiple diagnoses, not just the measles, and they ended up passing away due to pneumonia. And then if you look at the VAERS reports, that's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System that is sponsored by the CDC, if you look at the past 10 years, in just the MMR vaccine and the MMRV vaccine, there were 105 deaths. Okay, so you've got 1 death due to the measles, 105 deaths due to the vaccine.
Yeah, it seems that if somebody can't see this, then there's pharmaceutical money in their ears, in their consciousness. And have we looked into, has anybody looked into the Washington representatives there that are promoting this bill as far as the money that we've seen that happened in California with Senator Pan and others?
Yes, the committee chair and the committee co-chair for the health committee get some of the highest levels of pharmaceutical backing and pharmaceutical money in all of the Washington state legislature. So they're well-heeled. Mm. They're well-heeled by the Washington state. I don't know specifically about Representative Harris, but I do know about the chair of the committee, Eileen Cody, and the co-chair. And her name is escaping me right now. So there was indeed a strong, strong pharmaceutical presence. There was the head of the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is underwritten by the vaccination industry, actually testified pro. And that seemed like a really, really big conflict of interest. And then you had Department of Health officials that are a part of the executive branch of the government that are supposed to be neutral.
Yeah.
And they're testifying for the bill as well. It was ludicrous.
I think that we're dealing with allopathic domination of consciousness here. The modern medical church, if you will, pushing an agenda, sacrificing children to the sacrament of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, that is vaccines. And we think about the antibiotic era of the 20th and 21st century. they're not working anymore in many cases. There's full-on resistance. Some infections have there's no antibiotic left for them. And so what is their answer? Let's make more powerful and more toxic antibiotics. And in this way, they're following the same playbook with vaccinations. The vaccines don't work, so let's give them more frequently. Let's make them more powerful. Let's add more adjuvants in there to hyperstimulate the immune system, create autoimmunity, or even worse. And I think you've witnessed this, and you probably testified to what they're trying to do here.
Absolutely. And if you look at what you're talking about, if you look at vaccination failure, there are, it's interesting because Dr. Gregory Poland, who is a name that you may be familiar with, mm-hmm. is actually very, very pro-vaccine. He is the editor of the journal Vaccine, and he works at the Mayo Clinic. And he has said that measles is a paradox, that the more you vaccinate against measles, the more you see measles outbreaks in vaccinated populations. It's right there in a peer-reviewed literature. He said this very, very early on, back in 1994, and this was, you know, after the MMR vaccine had been on the market for many years, but he studied measles clusters like the outbreaks that we're hearing about, and he saw measles in highly vaccinated populations. So to say that provides protection in other cases like the mumps vaccine, which is probably about 40% effective at best, then, and you're seeing outbreaks of mumps in completely vaccinated populations, then this whole paradigm of trying to, you know, squash unvaccinated people and, you know, vaccinate them against their will, it's not going to do anything except for create more vaccine injury.
Well, how do they determine efficacy of measles or mumps? Is it antibody production, or is it the lack of manifestation of what they call symptomatically measles or mumps?
It's antibody conversion. It's what's called seroconversion. Mm-hmm. Are they producing two different types of antibodies, IgG and IgM, for you biochemistry fans out there? Those are two different types of antibodies that are circulating antibodies, and it's only half of the immune system. It does not, they do not look specifically at protection. They look at what, if it's protecting against the measles virus or not. They're looking at people who, quote unquote, seroconvert, meaning that they're producing antibodies, which is only half of
right.
the immune system.
So it's not about the immune response, the function
no.
of the actual immune system. It's about something they can measure through titer, whether they're actually analyzing it completely. But that was interesting, Dr. Poland's claims from the Mayo Clinic, saying the more you vaccinate, the more their outbreaks are occurring. Now, that brings me to the herd immunity myth. Because that's the other thing. We've got to have vaccine rates of 95 or 96%. But we've never had that anywhere. They'll say, no, we're measuring the population. It's like these kindergartners, 95, 96. Well, really? What about the adults that haven't gotten their updated, what do you call it, booster shots after 10 years? How many adults in America have ever gone back and said, hey, it's been 10 years since my last MMR, give me another? Which means that some have estimated coverage in this country as low as 40%, maybe 50 or 60%. How does that play with their immune herd immunity game?
It makes absolutely no sense. And if they look at herd immunity in, you know, the school districts, that's one thing. But, you know, when you have children, they're interacting with multiple populations. They're interacting with other children. They're interacting with adults. And so there is, there is a huge myth regarding herd immunity. There isn't herd immunity rates, although, you know, the pharmaceutical companies want that, not because they think it's going to provide better protection, but they're looking for more markets. They're looking for more mandates. They want to mandate school teachers. They want to mandate university professors like me. They want, you know, they want to shore up these particular exemptions, and it's coming, and it's very, very frightening. And what they do, I mean, you know, when you talk about terrain and, you know, infections in healthy people versus infections in sick people, it's like they murder Antoine Bechamp over and over and over again. They never talk about the specific health of the overall host. And it's a foregone conclusion that measles is highly contagious. If I'm within 20 yards of somebody that has a measles, somehow I'm going to get it. And it's absolutely preposterous.
So what are we to do to push back on people who are not listening? That's the concern I have, just like happened in California. This was not something that the people of California demanded. This was about Senator Richard Pan and others who were paid off by the pharmaceutical minions and said, this is what we want, deliver it. So I see another scenario, and I'm not praying or hoping that it is the case, but in Washington State, it's like, will the people prevail, or will their so-called representatives who have been bought prevail? What do you sense after going down to Washington State and presenting?
It's going to be a very, very difficult fight. There is a, you know, the mainstream media has created a hysteria around measles and has done a very, very good job creating, you know, that type of hysteria where we're now hearing about, you know, children of anti-vax parents who are rebelling. And, you know, so all the major news outlets, when a child of an anti-vax parent, you know, gets a measles vaccine because they want a measles vaccine, then, you know, you hear that one particular case and it blows up all over the mainstream media. And, you know, the people, the dear people of Washington State that came out and opposed this are working so hard to thwart this campaign of disinformation. I have to thank Bernadette Pager and Carl Kanthick and Jacqueline Gallion, who were on the ground. And they are mobilizing, and they're mobilizing through social media networks that still allow, you know, it's, the change is coming, and there's more and more censorship. There are more and more people that want to take away our First Amendment right, you know, even on Facebook. These people on the ground are rallying. They're spreading the truth. There are sympathetic representatives that I had the honor of accompanying RFK Jr.
Yes.
to meet with them. And, you know, it is incumbent that you keep on the pressure, and it's incumbent that you tell the truth that even like SB 277 has not worked in
right.
California.
Oh, good point. Let's talk about that when we come back from this break. We're wrapping up hour one with Brian Hooker here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, Professor Brian Hooker, my friend, what is it about SB 277 that we have learned that we can communicate to other state legislators about if their intent is, what, more vaccine compliance, higher percentages, phony herd immunity, whatever, I mean, let's just say that's their goal. How well has the draconian example in the states of recent measure, SB 277 in California, how has it worked out? What's our takeaway with what happens when they remove these exemptions?
Epic fail. It has not worked. It has not provided, you know, what they want is 100% vaccination rates in the school districts, in the school system, and 100% vaccination rates within the population, which is not, you know, we're not even close, you know, based on what you had talked about the adult population before in the previous segment. And what they've done is they've alienated parents who are vaccine hesitant, who do not want to vaccinate their children, or they've looked into the information, they've made informed choice decisions not to vaccinate their children. So there's been a mass exodus from the school system. Fully 1.2% of the school system left after SB 277 and opted to homeschool. And what this does is it decimates small school districts that may have 14 students in a one room schoolhouse somewhere. So the rural districts are really, really paying in terms of lost income. And they still have a slice of, you know, you're not convincing people who do not want to vaccinate somehow by mandating it and forcing them to do it. You're not convincing them to vaccinate their children. All you're doing is you're crystallizing them in their opinion, and they become more active and they become activists. And there was this, it's actually been reported in one of the public health journals that mandates do not work. They just basically crystallize opinion for parents to become more informed and for more people to pull away from vaccination. And it has not worked in California.
Nowhere has it worked. In fact, in Australia, there's reports of you know, they're tying it to actual money that the government returns or gives to families for child care or support in some way. And they're saying, if you're not vaccinated, well, you're not getting that either. It hasn't convinced the parents that didn't want to vaccinate to begin with to say, oh, yeah, now, well, now we're going to do it because it's about money. No, this is about protecting the health of their children the way they believe. And, of course, the sanctity and sovereignty of the family. We have a degradation of status when we look at the government as our creator and we acquiesce to their mandates, their claims that we can only survive if we take their injections. And I think the more they push this, the more they mandate and the more they call for censorship, whether it be on social media or through the mainstream media, the more people are going to come and say, you know what, this is a little ridiculous. You know, why can't people talk about this? Why can't they discuss it? Anything that's undiscussable is the very thing we need to be discussing.
Yeah, we're not living in a democratic republic. We're living in a corporatocracy, you know, an amalgam of the pharmaceutical industry and the government. And they're basically taking away free speech rights. They created, with SB 277, they created refugees from California who actually left the state because of that. And they also, if these bills pass in Washington, they'll have the same thing happen. They will have the same thing happen. And, you know, when the people put the thumb screws on in the government, it doesn't change people's minds. That's not how you change people's minds or heart. It doesn't. It crystallizes more and more of a backlash, and our numbers are consequently growing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I say keep trying to censor us. Keep trying to ostracize us. Not that I enjoy that. That's not the point. I'm very concerned about the future here in America of tying the real ID to your medical records and vaccine records like they've done in Argentina, where they will say not only will you you know, not get to send your kids to school, you're not going to be allowed on an airplane, a bus, a train, you won't come into a federal building. I mean, this is the draconian measure. We're talking about a police state, not in a science fiction novel, but in reality here in these United States that have become so pharmaceutically conflicted that I've called us the United States of Drug America for many years now, and the injectable form are the vaccines. Brian, we got about 30 seconds or so left. Any last takeaways you want people to know about, parents to know about?
I do want to again thank the parents and all the supporters in Washington State. The support was absolutely overwhelming. We want to keep the pressure on. This is a fight that's going on in multiple states. I mean, I had the Washington State experience. There's an Oregon bill. There's bills in New Jersey, Maine. They're trying to take away medical exemptions in California. And so, you know, keep the faith. Please let me know personally if I can help.
Yes.
And because we want to be able to fight these state mandates. And I do, again, I appreciate so much support, such an outpouring of support. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stand strong with Brian Hooker. Next hour, we got Not a Doc. He'll be with us. Chris Barr. The Measles Madness article, Focus for Health, is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Remember, folks, despite all of this, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.